The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend, but I could certainly tell you who's not, and that's the Democrat Party of Virginia. And I gotta say, I've been thus far a pretty hardened skeptic over whether Republicans could possibly pull off an upset in the upcoming Virginia statewide races. But with just 18 days to go before the election, seriously, it actually looks as if the GOP is on the verge of sweeping this thing. The polls are showing a complete Democrat collapse, and the reason why is going to blow your mind. So let's put all of this in context here. So just 1 month ago, right, literally 4 weeks ago, Democrats held a near 10-point lead in Virginia's generic ballot, okay? Today, that lead has collapsed. But here's where it gets wild. In the attorney general race, Republican Jason Mayaras, he's gone from being 7 points behind to now leading by freaking 5 points. I mean, it's a near double-digit swing in less than just 4 weeks. This according to the latest Trafalgar polling. The Republican gubernatorial candidate, Winsome Sears, she's just down by two. It's within the margin of error. And the lieutenant governor's race is tied. It's dead even. Neither of which favors the Democrats, obviously, especially with the record mail-in voting and early voting among Republicans. They're up from where they were this time last year when Kamala won Virginia by just over five. And they're significantly up more than from 2021 when Glenn Youngkin beat the Democrat Terry McAuliffe. Now, if you don't know, one thing more than anything else caused this political implosion, and that, of course, is Jay Jones, the Democrat AG nominee. He got caught sending text messages saying he wanted to assassinate the then Republican Speaker Todd Gilbert, and I'm not making this up, and he explicitly stated that he wanted to watch Gilbert's wife hold their children dead in her arms. When a Republican delegate who originally mistakenly got sent these texts ended up telling Jones, stop sending this to me, three different times, he doubled down. He kept going, and he got even more violent in his threats. It was beyond bizarre. I mean, if this were a domestic violence situation, he would be in jail right now as we speak. Now, after that shocking revelation, he refused to drop out of the race. He got caught openly and publicly fantasizing about murdering his political opponent and his children, but still refused to drop out of the race. But, and this, in my opinion, is the key to the collapse happening among the Virginia Democrats as a whole. Not a single Democrat on the ticket has called for Jones to drop out. Not one. I mean, you just have to let that hit you. Not a single Democrat on the ticket, or frankly, any Virginia Democrat that I'm aware of, has called on Jones to drop out. In fact, gubernatorial candidate Abigail Spanberger is actually still selling campaign merchandise, tying herself to Jay Jones on her website as we speak. During the gubernatorial debate, Winsome Sears devastated Spanberger. She called on her directly to call on Jones to drop out, and she refused to even look at her. She didn't answer. So this scandal isn't just sinking Jay Jones. It's sinking the entire Democrat ticket like a political anchor. So clearly the momentum is on the side of the Republicans. That's clear as day as we speak. And so what we'll be looking for over the coming 3 weeks is the damage that momentum has done to the Virginia Democrats' so-called firewall. Remember, this is the strategy that both Cliff Maloney and Scott Pressler utilized so effectively in Pennsylvania against the Democrats. They knew if they could get Republican mail-in voting and early in-person voting up to about 35% of the total early voting tally, we got this.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
The massive, overwhelming Republican advantage on Election Day would overwhelm the so-called Democrat firewall that worked so well back in 2022 when John Fetterman amassed a near million vote lead before Election Day, which even the strong Republican turnout on Election Day just couldn't overcome. So the key here is to basically douse the firewall with enough Republican early voting, mostly coming from their low to no prop voters. Those are voters who only voted in one of the last four elections, or frankly, didn't vote at all. And that requires a massive get out the vote campaign that Cliff Maloney's Pennsylvania Chase did so well, knocking on over 500,000 doors. These are Republican doors, right? But they're generally low to no propensity voters, and making sure they're getting their ballots in is key. And by the way, I just interviewed Cliff on how he plans to win New Jersey in the same way, with the New Jersey Chase actively flipping New Jersey red. So make sure to check out that interview. It'll tell you what you can do to help flip New Jersey as well. I think it's up today or tomorrow on the channel. But that's what we're going to be looking for. We want to see what kind of dent Virginia Republicans can put in the Democrats' early vote firewall. Thus far, they're doing great. So back in 2021, when Glenn Youngkin won, Democrats led early voting by 30 points at this stage. At this point now, this year, they're only leading by 20 points. So they're down by 10. That's a massive shift in Republican intensity. So the Republicans have to keep this momentum going. Remember, Democrats outnumber Republicans in Virginia. So that momentum can turn on a dime. So that's why it is so important to keep an eye on these early vote numbers to see which way the wind is headed. So far, so good. No question. Regardless of what ultimately happens in Virginia, this is a very important point. Regardless of what ultimately happens, Democrat insiders are panicking because they know there is absolutely no signs of a blue wave forming for the 2026 midterms. If anything, it is the exact opposite. Even CNN was pointing this out, Harry Enten. So back at this time, a couple of 1 year and a couple of weeks out from the 2022 midterms, when the Republicans took back control of the House, the Democrats were up nearly 3 points in the generic ballot. That was the RCP average, right? The average of all the polling done out there. Democrats were up 3 nationally in the generic polls in October of 2021, a year out from the 2022 midterms, that they went on to lose. The Republicans retook the House. Right now, as we speak in October 2025, with a year and a few weeks before the 2026 midterms, Democrats are leading the same generic ballot by only 1. They were up 3 at the same time in October before the 2022 midterms, a year and a few weeks out. Now they're only up by 1, which means they're poised to get absolutely crushed. Republicans are statistically poised now to gain seats in 2026 at this point. And these two nail-biter elections in Jersey and Virginia, which should have been blowouts for the Democrats, are further indicators that they are indeed imploding. They're imploding across the board. With just 18 days to go, both the early voting and the polls suggest that the Virginia Republicans have a legitimate shot at sweeping all 3 statewide offices, governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. Again, a month ago, I would have frankly laughed at that suggestion. I openly said, I think all our attention should be on Jersey. Forget Virginia. It's gone. They're too far behind. Today, I mean, I can't deny it. The polling data, the early vote trends, the continued Democrat stupidity with their doubling down on Jay Jones's murderous comments. It points to a potential Republican tsunami. So what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you are not going to hear anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number 1 news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.